That reading from Deuteronomy is one of the most important passages for an Orthodox Jewish person, in that they say it a couple of times a day. In fact, it used to be that they would, and it goes on to say that wear it on your foreheads and your wrists and your doorposts. Well, they don't do the foreheads and the wrists anymore, but they do the doorposts. There's a little tube with a little scroll with that written on it in Hebrew, rolled up and put in there. And when they go into a room or out of a room, they'll symbolically kiss it like that to show that this is important. Like the young man or the scribe said, it is worth to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and understanding, and love your neighbor. That's worth more than burnt, you know, any burnt offerings and things. And that is true, because when you think about it, if you can do those things, the other commandments follow. The rest is just sort of interpretation, if you will. And so, indeed, that is important. And I think what's important, that, you know, we've all seen this passage many times, and we've all seen that gospel many times. And I think what's important is to look at it in the light of that, and try to think, what is the most important part of it? Well, I think the one, or maybe for me at least, what is it that I need to work the most on? And I think for me, it's the word all. Because all is all. that's what's important. It is that, you know, love the Lord with all your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. That, and do we do that? And, you know, we don't, obviously. I mean, we're working. But the thing is, we hope that we understand that that is what we're striving for. Love the Lord with all. I like to use the phrase, are we all in on our love of God? Are we all in on that? And because, of course, God then asks us to be all in on love our neighbor, love one another. That's the heart, if you will, of Christianity, loving the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. What does that look like? Well, I think it looks to understand what that looks like for us. I think we look at Jesus, because Jesus was all in on love of God and love of neighbor. And so this is what all looks like. Jesus gave his entire self to his mission. He gave his entire self to us, to show us how to love. And so when we talk about that, that's what loving God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. Jesus adds that. So the thing is, a lot of times we're asked a lot of times, when we talk about what is the material commitment, if you will, what is our treasure? What is the commitment of treasure? Well, ideally we say 10%. And I think that's kind of that's what God wants. He wants 10%. Well, he wants 10% of our goods, but he wants all of us. But it's not for his sake. Remember, because he tells the people through the prophets, you know, do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? You know, no, he doesn't do that. He does not need that. He does that. We do that for our sake, to understand that everything we have comes from God. And the thing, and what that gives us, I think, among other things, is perspective on what's important in life. A lot of times when we lose perspective, things that are very small can become very important. I remember, just as a kind of a silly example, this was maybe late 80s, early 90s. You know, we haven't had one of these in a while, but with Christmas coming up, I hope we don't get one this year either. But there was the phenomenon of the hot toy, the one that every kid wanted to have. You know, every kid, and so, you know, people were rioting over. It was Tickle Me Elmo. I do remember that one. And but this was the first year it came out, and it was like you had to have it, you know. And you know, people were lined up around the block and everything else. And I remember on the news one time, this guy was going, "What am I going to tell my child when I can't?" And I'm going, "Tell them they were out." You know, but the guy had, you know, he didn't have, that's lack of perspective. Yeah, I mean, if you know, if that's a harmless thing, you know, that's fine as far as a toy goes. And if you can get it, that's fine. But the child can learn, the child can learn from you that there are bigger things than the hot toy. He can learn that, you know, sometimes things aren't, as the Rolling Stones said, sometimes you can't always get what you want. You know, and so that's what, you know, gives us perspective on life, on what is truly important. And so that's why we go in. You know, God gives our life meaning. Well, he doesn't, I should say, our faith is the meaning of our life when we think about it. It's not that our faith exists to give us meaning. It's that is the faith is the meaning of our life. We are here to love and to be loved. That is our purpose. And that is how we will be fulfilled. And so that is why, you know, I remember somebody saying once that they kind of lost interest in their faith when they saw where, well, they misinterpreted it. They said, I have to love Jesus more than I love my family. And that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you love your family or people more than you love me, you cannot be in the kingdom of God. That's different. Because he wants us to be all in on both, and all in is everything. So it's not a, so if you want to say because you could say it's a tie or whatever, you know, everything is everything, you know. And, but the idea is that only by loving the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, can you truly love people. Because God is the source of love. God is where our love comes, and God is the one that will give us, that will show us and tell us how to love. And so I always, it's a challenge for me, obviously, and certainly a challenge for all of us. Are we all in on our faith? Because if we are all in on our faith, then we can be all in on loving our family, our friends, loving one another. And so indeed, those are, as the scribe says, worth more than all the burnt offerings and everything that we have. Loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, strength, loving neighbor, that's what we're about. This is the religion of love. This is the religion of life. This is the religion of Jesus Christ.